where's the University of Wyoming?
In Laramie.
Okay, have you ever heard that pronounced any other way than Laramie?
Laramie or Laramie?
Do people ever say Laramie?
No.
Do they ever say Laramie?
No, it's still Laramie.
Okay. What about the biggest city in Colorado?
Oh, it's supposed to be Denver as far as I know.
Okay. The biggest city in Utah?
Oh, Salt Lake.
Okay, let's see. How about biggest city in New Mexico, maybe?
I don't know.
Okay, that's fine. How about, I don't know if I do either. How about some big cities in California?
How about L.A., huh?
Uh-huh, that's a good one.
Okay, it's big.
Okay, and that the place that Tony Bennett left his heart?
You got me. I haven't decided yet.
Oh, okay. Where the Giants play, maybe. Okay, let's see. Here's a question. Where's the state that's down on the Gulf Coast that's east of Texas?
Mississippi.
Starts with an L.
Louisiana.
Okay. And the capital city of that?
Baton Rouge.
Okay. And the biggest city is not old, but new?
New Orleans.
Uh-huh. Okay. And let's see. This state that St. Louis is in?
Missouri.
Okay. And the biggest city in Illinois?
Chicago.
Okay. In the city where the Reds play, the Bengals play, Ohio,
Cincinnati.
Okay. And the opposite of evening is?
Morning.
Okay. And I need to get some directions here. I'm walking, not walking away from someone, I'm walking
toward them.
Okay. And how would you use... Well, this direction is
up,
and that is
down.
And how would you use those in describing traveling to cities around here?
We'll take a right or take a left. Go up the street, go down the street.
Okay. Would you, to say you were going to Denver, would you say up or down in referring to that?
From here, I'd say we're going down to Denver.
How about if you're going to Billings, Montana?
We're going up to Billings.
Okay. Does it have anything to do with altitude, or is it more of
Well, kind of a direction.
Okay, so north would be up and south would be down?
Right.
What if you're going to towns that are east and west?
Over to and back from.
Okay, so over to would be east and back would be west?
Yeah. Just came back from Dallas or over there, Salt Lake, see?
Oh, I see. Okay. And in this country, distances are measured in?
Miles.
All right. Let's say my car got stuck in the snow last winter, and I
pushed it.
Okay, or I
pulled it.
Okay, great. How would you express a short distance, if you're traveling just a very short distance?
Oh, if you're out in the country, say it's a quarter of a mile. If it's shorter than that, it's two blocks.
Okay, that's great. And a long distance, you say that's very far away, that's...
Well, it's 10 miles or 50 miles or whatever.
Okay, so you'd always use...
Your miles.
You'd always...
Instead of half hours or 20 minutes, like the Easterners use, we don't use that.
Would you ever say that's a far piece or anything like that?
Mm-hmm.
No, you wouldn't.
Okay. No. I think that went out with the head of the horses over here.
Okay. Would you... And for a short, you'd never say a hop, skip, and a jump?
No.
Okay. All right. I don't blame you. Okay, what is, if something is rare, it could also be said to be?
Scarce.
Okay, great. And where would you catch a train?
Where?
Uh-huh.
In Wyoming? Very seldom.
What's the building that you would catch it at?
The depot.
Okay. And where would you go to see a movie?
A theater.
And is there any other term you would use for that or for a movie? What would you